All through the weekend, Donald Trump's campaign events were hounded by protests. The most dramatic moment was Friday night in Chicago. A Trump rally was canceled there, and violent clashes broke out between protesters and Trump supporters. That moment really set the tone for the next few days on the campaign trail. Republican voters were certainly talking about it, no matter which candidate they support, and NPR's Don Gagne was talking to them.
The doors hadn't opened yet. More than 1,000 people were lined up outside a Trump rally in Cleveland, Ohio on Saturday, buzzing about the events of the night before in Chicago, and more than ready to show their support for Donald Trump. Many in this crowd said the protest that shut down that Chicago event angered them. 41-year-old Scott Brown, a landscaper from Canton, Ohio, said liberals think free speech only applies to them.
This is the double standard between liberals and conservatives.
How so?
Well, you know, the liberals can't, you know, they don't like the truth.
There were many more protests and interruptions at Trump events over the weekend. Sometimes Trump engaged the protesters verbally, and always his supporters shouted them down. But Brown predicts it'll only have one lasting impact on Trump's campaign.
It's going to make us stronger, you know?
Donald Trump says he bears no responsibility for the sometimes ominous atmosphere at his rallies. At a John Kasich for President event Sunday in Strongsville, a different take on the disruptions, which recently included a Trump supporter punching a protester in the face as he was being escorted out by police. Brian Blows is an HR manager in Strongsville.
Well, I think he instigates some of those things, absolutely.
Blows, who says he'll vote for Kasich tomorrow, predicts, though, that the Trump rallies will calm down, as will the candidate, he says, as Trump gets closer to the nomination and looks to broaden his appeal. Also at the Kasich event was 52-year-old book editor Amy Nolan, who describes herself as a newly registered Republican. As for the Trump campaign, she's not kind.
It's deplorable and laughable, of course, and there's great entertainment value, but it's also pretty dangerous, I think.
And her take on the scene at Trump rallies, Nolan says she fears what a President Trump would be like.
If Trump has engendered this much unrest just in his candidacy, I fear what tumults will be engendered in a Trump presidency.
But seated nearby at that Kasich event was an undecided voter who says he is trying to choose between Kasich and Trump. 31-year-old Rob Jarowski is a bank analyst who also attended the Saturday Trump rally in Cleveland. At that event, there were a half dozen interruptions by protesters and one brief scuffle in the crowd. Jarowski uses a heated local football rivalry as a comparison.
I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. I've been to Browns Steelers games. So I would say that rally was more tame than a Browns Steelers game.
When I asked whether a political rally should be more tame than what can happen even in the stands at a Browns Steelers game, he laughs.
Well, you make a good point there. However, I mean, the tone of the country is changing a little bit. We are frustrated by the status quo. So, I mean, if we get some excitement around our political events, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
On that point, however, there's plenty of disagreement. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbus.